Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. April Fool's Day, indeed, brings out some of the most creative and entertaining pranks from companies in the gaming industry. These are just a few examples of the creative and entertaining April Fool's Day jokes and pranks that delighted gamers this year. The Razer Cthulhu gaming chair, with its innovative design featuring 8 AI arms, offers an unprecedented level of convenience and support for gamers. These robotic arms are programmed to attend to various needs, such as feeding, personal grooming, and more, allowing gamers to maintain focus on their gaming sessions without distractions. However, the chair's AI arms may become so efficient and indispensable that users may never want to leave their gaming sessions. Razer emphasizes the advanced technology powering the Razer Cthulhu, including the use of a Razer Skynaps chip and extensive training with over 1,337 terabytes of data. The assurance of a 96.9% chance of the AI arms always listening to user references the infamous Skynet from the Terminator franchise. The Poisonous Potato update for Minecraft promises to introduce players to an exciting new dimension, the Poisonous Potato Dimension. This dimension will feature 5 unique biomes, each with its own distinct characteristics and challenges for players to explore and conquer. In addition to the new dimension, players can expect to find a variety of new gear to aid them in their adventures. This includes items such as the Potato Peeler and Lashing Potato, which offer unique abilities and effects to help players navigate the Poisonous Potato Dimension more effectively. The Pokemon Company's April Fool's joke this year took a humorous spin on competitive Pokemon gaming, but with a unique twist, competitive Pokemon sleep. In a short video, casters Chris Pillow and Kenny Mattress commentate on a group of competitive Pokemon sleepers as they engage in some shut-eye competition in front of a live audience. CD Projekt Red's April Fool's joke this year took a nostalgic turn by envisioning a hypothetical scenario where Cyberpunk 2077 could be purchased not on modern consoles, but in the form of 97,619 floppy disks. This humorous concept plays on the nostalgia of older PC gaming days when installing games required multiple physical media. Sega's April Fool's joke this year took a nostalgic approach by teasing a concept called Cartridge Loadable Content, CLC, reminiscent of the days when physical cartridges were the primary means of game distribution. The joke involved a vintage-style ad showcasing Genesis cartridges that purportedly contained downloadable content, DLC, with each additional DLC adding size to the cartridge until it dwarfed the Genesis system. Blizzard Entertainment has continued its April Fool's Day tradition with Overwatch 2, introducing a playful and chaotic limited-time arcade mode for the occasion. In this year's April Fool's event, every hero's face is adorned with googly eyes, adding a whimsical touch to the game's visuals. Additionally, when heroes activate their ultimate abilities, they say humorous lines, adding to the lighthearted atmosphere of the mode. Moreover, the event introduces unconventional modifications to heroes' abilities, creating unpredictable and entertaining gameplay experiences. For example, Orisa's javelin ability now has the added feature of ricocheting off walls before exploding on impact. The upcoming update for Palworld introduces an unexpected twist, a dating simulation element where players can form relationships with various characters, including the adorable Pals, a character named Zoe, and even the Black Marketeer. While this concept may raise eyebrows for some players, the developers are leaning into the quirky and unconventional nature of the game. In this dating sim, players will have the option to choose whether to maintain friendships or pursue romantic relationships with the different characters. However, the developers are also talking about the possibility of dismantling and consuming the Pals, adding a darkly comedic undertone to the experience. It's fascinating to hear about Duckside, a game that seems to blend survival, crafting, base building, and other gameplay elements into a unique experience centered around the perspective of a duck. While it may sound like an April Fool's Day prank at first glance, the fact that it has a Steam page and is being developed by Tiny Build Riga, lends credibility to its existence. The description provided by the developers offers insight into the game's tone and themes, emphasizing the immersive nature of playing as a duck in a world filled with challenges and opportunities for adventure. The inclusion of features such as PvP, PvE, and flying suggests a diverse range of gameplay experiences for players to explore. It will be interesting to see how DuckSide evolves throughout its development process and what kind of gameplay mechanics it will offer to players. The listing of Hollow Knight, Silk's Song on the Xbox Store has certainly stirred up excitement among fans eagerly awaiting the sequel. However, given the timing of the listing on April Fool's Day, some fans are understandably cautious about getting their hopes up. Mary Kish, Twitch Director of Community Marketing and Production, humorously expressed skepticism about any potential Silksong announcements on April Fool's Day, emphasizing a clear-headed approach to avoid disappointment. While there's no indication that the listing is part of an April Fool's Day joke by Team Cherry or Microsoft, it's important to remain cautious until official announcements are made. Listings on digital storefronts can occur for various reasons, and they don't necessarily indicate imminent release. John Haidt, the Warcraft franchise director at Blizzard, discussed the role of artificial intelligence in game development during the Game Developers Conference in March. While some studios were exploring AI-generated NPCs and AI-driven level creation, Haidt took a more conservative approach. Haidt highlighted the use of machine learning in Warcraft, particularly in tasks that are either challenging for humans or tedious to perform manually. For example, machine learning has been employed to assist with fitting armor on characters, a task that previously required artists to manually adjust armor for various body shapes and features. By using machine learning, artists can streamline this process, allowing them to focus more on creative work rather than repetitive tasks. Additionally, improvements in NPC AI have enabled features like Exile's Reach, a tutorial zone in World of Warcraft where new players can experience dungeons with NPC support. Blizzard is also developing a new feature called Delves for the War Within expansion, which utilizes similar AI technology. However, Haidt emphasized that Blizzard is cautious about using generative AI, which creates content autonomously. He expressed respect for the creative process and the concerns of artists about AI potentially replacing their roles or using their work without permission or credit. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.